Hello, Family First. How can I help you?
Hi, who am I speaking with?
This is Shira.
Hi, Shira. It's Alyssa. I'm sorry. I'm currently at work as well.
Okay. What's the patient's name?
Jataya Johnson.
Okay. I see you spoke to my colleague for a second. She has to run out. So here's the thing.
Okay.
The reason why the caregiver is not on the waiver yet is basically the county won't deny the patient, but they will hold back a kind of not an agreement. It's kind of like their decision if not all the information is submitted. Now, you could have submitted 500 pieces of information, but if not everything is submitted, then it's not everything can be processed. So I'm going to go down the list with you, where I'm going to ask you a couple questions. You're going to tell me what was submitted, what wasn't, and we'll go from there, and then we'll tell you what needs to be done.
Okay, well, no. The thing is that you guys should have what's already submitted. This is the part that I told her I'll do for her because I'm in the field and I do understand a little bit more. So
did you send it to us?
What?
When you say we should have that information, did you send it to an email with the agency? Did you send it to us?
She has sent everything that has been asked for. Your Abigail told me that she just received information that she I think it's been for a few months or something for last week. What I'm
Abigail
asking about.
It?
I don't know what Abigail did, to be honest.
So let me ask you one question.
And
let's push that to the side. Let me ask you, you put all the paperwork together that was needed, yes or no?
Number one, I'm her caregiver. I am her caregiver. I'm the one that's speaking for her right now because she's confused, okay?
Okay.
Number two, I'm asking what is it that she needs to continue to keep going? I'm not asking about what was already sent.
And I understand, and I'm trying to answer you. Really, I am. But I have to first understand a little more to give you that answer. But I want to
okay.
help you. So let me try this again. All the information that was needed, did you put that all? Were you able to gather all that information?
This is the part that we're not understanding together. I know that the information that she's been asked for has been sent. Do you have her file open in front of you?
I do. I don't know all the paperwork that you had emailed to Abigail, but I know that this I want to help you, and I'm going to be able to help you only if you answer my questions. Otherwise, I won't be able to get anywhere, but like I said, I'm here to help you. So if you're able to give me a little bit of room here, I can explain everything to you, and we can move forward with the case. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to put down a list. I just need to know yes or no, and then we'll go from there. Okay? Was the patient married?
No.
Okay. Ever married? Is she divorced? Anything like that?
No.
Okay. Does she own a home?
No.
Does she have a burial account agreement?
No.
Life insurance policies?
I believe so.
Okay. So the county is going to need current and face value for all life insurance policies. Now, the reason
why... One second. Hold on. Let me write this down. So she needs what?
Face and current cash value for all life insurance policies.
For life insurance. Okay.
Yes. Next, does she own any vehicles?
No.
Okay. Now, monthly statements. Now, by the way, just a little side note, this is all from the county. This is not something the agency requests on their own. This is all county, mean to say the county needs this information, not us.
Meaning that she had to have sent it to the county.
Meaning to say that the agency is not responsible for what we're asking you now. It's not coming from us. This is anybody who wants to get onto the waiver program has to do this. It's not personal. That's what I'm saying. Okay?
Okay.
It's not personal to this case. Everybody has to do this. So now they're going to need semi-annual statements. That means if this patient has any bank account that was opened between 2020 and now, statements are required. Now,
that part, okay.
One second. Let me just tell you what is provided.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What is needed? What is needed is from 2020 to 2023 is 2 month statements for each year. So that's 6 statements total for those years from 2020 to 2023, January and June. Those are called semi-annual statements, and those are needed. if the bank account was closed, a letter of closure was needed.
Okay, wait. So she needed 2020 to 2023, 2 months, you said?
2 months of bank statements per year, which are January and June.
Okay, 2 months. Because I'm writing this down as you say it.
Yeah.
2 month statements. For what? So 2020 to 2023, 2 month statements.
January and June statements, specifically.
January and June statements.
Correct.
To June. To June.
No. No. Again, two statements per year. That's two. One, two. Two statements, specifically January and June. That's two statements. So it's six statements in total for all those years. It's not every month. It's not. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, to say you're just getting January statement and you're just getting June statement. So 2020 to 2023. That's six statements in total for that annual look back.
Okay, so it's those statements. It's six total. Okay. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Now, my question is, what if she can't get a copy of this?
Why can't she get a copy of it?
Because she says she's closed bank accounts in the past?
Even if she has the... Okay, so if the bank is closed, she needs a letter of closure from the bank.
No, not the bank is closed. Their account was closed.
So if their account was closed, she needs a letter of... That's the same thing. She needs a letter of closure from the bank.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
If the bank is closed, they should still provide the history of those statements. And it shouldn't cost you guys a cent either, because if you say it's for Medicaid, they legally have to provide it for you. It's non-negotiable.
That's fine. No, I'm just clarifying so that way I can reiterate it back over, because I don't think there was a solid form of communication and understanding on her end. And since I am a DSP worker, I do understand a lot of the things that goes on.
Well, like you said, you're the in-between. You're talking on her stead. So if you have full understanding, I'm sure it'll be easier for you to give it over to her.
Well, that's why, because I don't think that it was being explained to her the right way, and she wasn't understanding. So if the bank is closed, she can get a closure statement, but they should still be able to pull six statements from January and June from 2020 to 2023, whatever bank it was.
Yes. Now, from 2024 to present, all the way now, she needs every statement as well with whatever bank account she has open. And if she has multiple bank accounts open, she needs all of those.
So all statements.
Correct. And again, if you say it's for Medicaid, they shouldn't be charging you.
Okay. So you want the bank statements? This is just still bank, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm just making sure because I'm writing it down.
That's from 2024 to now, she needs every statement.
Okay.
Now,
and all bank.
Yeah, we're talking about bank statements now.
Okay. No, I'm just making sure. Like, it's just bank statements. Now, if there's gaps in here, that's okay.
What do you mean by gaps?
Like, I don't know. I don't know. That's what I'm creating a scenario. Whereas, what if she closed a bank somewhere in 2023 and then didn't open a bank again until 2025, she would just put whatever was next, correct?
Well, she would, from 2024, right? Whatever
correct.
Bank closed from 2024 on, she needs a letter of closure, but all the existing statements that were available for that account from when it was opened from 2024.
Okay. Let's see.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. All right. And then this goes to the county?
All of this is for the county. We don't need it.
It's
this
just
is all county.
Okay.
Now,
so basically the county, wait, hold on. So basically the county told you guys that she didn't submit all her information? Is that what it is?
No, the county never told us anything. Procedure goes like this. If you're not on the waiver and you submitted all the paperwork, we go down the list of financials that apply to you, and we make sure that everything gets submitted, because the reason why the county hasn't approved you, either because the case hasn't submitted all the paperwork, or because that's basically it, if you haven't submitted the paperwork. So, so far, it doesn't look like everything was submitted. So that's why I'm guessing that's what's holding back the waiver. So that's what we're doing.
That's fine.
Okay. Now, on top of all, so let me just go over this quickly. From semi-annual, financial statements are needed for the county January and June from 2020 to 2023. From 2024 to present, she needs every statement. If any account was closed, she needs a letter of closure from the bank stating that it was closed and all bank statements that apply after 2024. Next, does she have, okay, this is another thing that most people don't know. Any withdrawals or deposits over $500 in your own hand, meaning to say you could do it on a Word document, on a Google Doc, you have to write the date, the amount, if it was a withdrawal or deposit, and if it was over $500, it needs to be explained. For example, if in 2023, on January 1st, she withdrew $600 to buy a bicycle, she needs to explain that. She needs to say, I bought a bicycle with this withdrawal of $600. Anything over $500 needs to be explained. Anything over $1,000 needs proof of where it went to. So let's say she had to redo a bathroom. She needs to say, I had to redo a bathroom, so $2,000 was withdrawn. Something like that. Okay?
And so anything over five. So anything out of your hand.
So anything within her account. Anything, you have to go through all the statements. Anything over $500 needs to be explained. Withdrawal or deposit. So if she was deposited $700, she has to say from where it was deposited from. If she has Social Security, she has to put Social Security down. But remember, she has to put this down in order on a list in her own. You guys have to write it out. It's not something that can be from a form. It's something you write out yourself.
Okay. And if
okay.
If she hands in all her statements and all the things that the state needs, is the state going to tell you exactly what it is that's missing?
Yeah, they usually do. They usually do. But from our
conversation. So you're telling. Yeah. Go ahead.
From my understanding here, a lot of this information was not submitted. So we don't, like, we can call into the county, but they're just going to tell us the same thing. Why not, you know, try and see what you can do. There are times when they are a little bit more specific and they'll say, hey, we don't need this one. We need something else. We don't need this one. We need something else. But I'm reading off their general list. So if you want a more accurate understanding, then you should probably try to call into the county or see what they need specifically. Or you can call into the broker. That's faster. But I'm just giving it to you the same, all the same.
No, to be honest, this whole process has been frustrating from everyone. So,
yeah, you and everyone else is very frustrated. It's a hard program to get onto.
Oh, I'm not asking about anyone else. No. I'm not asking about anyone else. I'm just saying this process is very extensive. And I know that this process doesn't have to be this extensive all the time or this difficult. So, frankly, I don't care about anybody else.
Mm. Well,
that's not my problem.
Everyone has to
say I'm asking about one person. That's okay. Yeah, and I'm getting that done. But now I'm going to need the number to the state so I can contact somebody from there because it seems like I have to call them to see exactly what it is that she specifically needs in general.
Let me just continue.
And I know you're going down a list, but you're also giving me a list from the state. You just told me that she might not need everything from the state for her particular case.
If she has bank account statements and she's going to every
bank. I understand the bank account statements.
Okay.
I understand the bank account statements. That's fine.
Okay.
So can I have the number to the can I have the number to the state then as well?
Yeah,
and who
well,
have to contact?
The state, it's the county. And I could also give
the
county. The broker you could probably get through a little bit faster, but also in addition to that, I just need to ask just a couple more questions. Does she have Social Security, pensions, annuities, rental homes, dividends, interest, wages, anything like that?
I think she does have SSI.
Okay, so she's going to
need... She has something, or Social Security.
Okay, so she's going to need the award letter. Do you know about the award letter?
Award letter?
Yes. When she started getting Social Security, they sent her an award letter stating that she would start getting it. The county's going to need that as well.
Okay.
And that's it. All that can be presented to them. They probably can... you know, after they could probably start processing everything.
Okay, so can I have the information to the county?
Well, I would advise you to try calling into the broker first, because they have access to what the county has access to, and you'll get through to them faster. The county could take an hour and a half to get
through
to them.
That's fine. I'll take both numbers.
You'll take both numbers. Okay. Let me just see here. Okay. For the county number is 215-560-7226.
560-7226?
Correct, yes. And the broker who would have more I believe they're able to give you a little bit more of, like, a faster response as to what you need would be 877.
Okay.
550.
Yes.
4227.
4227. And who am I speaking to in the county? What department am I going into?
Well, you just call the number and you have to wait, and then you get through to, it's not like you don't have an option to choose which department you go to. You just get responded. Too, and like I said, I really would highly recommend you start with the 4227.
That's fine. I'll start with the broker first, but I did want the number to the county as well. I was just asking if there was a specific department I have to call into, but if you're saying no, okay,
no.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. Okay. All right, then. I will follow up with this and see what I can do.
Okay. Now, Abigail, I'm just going to leave a note for her to follow up with you. She's there to help you if you need assistance. And like I did state, I know you don't really care about the other cases or anything, but anybody within Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, who want to get onto the waiver program have to submit financials. There's generally
I understand. I do understand that. I do understand that. And no, I don't care about anybody else, because to be honest, when people say that, it doesn't matter, to be honest. I understand. I'm sure that they have their own issues and fights that they're working with, and I understand that this is also something that you have to say. So I don't care about anyone else, respectfully. But I do have the information now, so I will follow up.
Okay. It's just, you know, it's not, like, personal to the case. It's just...
No, I understand that. It was just a matter of fact that she didn't feel like she was getting help that she needed. And frankly, you guys do have to help in some departments. And from your department, she wasn't getting the information and was not understanding. So that's why I came in. Thank you. I appreciate you giving me
Who's
this information. I will follow up.
Who was that?